Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brackets Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
You're going to love this topic today. Real quick, it's 7:47 for anyone that's worried about the time.
What time?
You're late either way. Get going.
It's not like you're going to get out of the car now anyway. We're on.
Exactly. Oh, you said everyone's like,
right. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is what I think. No, today's topic is not an easy one for me because I cringe pretty easily.
Yeah, you do.
Whether it's gross stuff or like even awkward situations, I get very uncomfortable that way. Mm-hmm. You, however, are apparently the son of Beelzebub and you can handle anything.
Can't hear it enough, can't look away. Gotta watch it again.
You'll send me that stuff. You're like, Brock, check this out. And I'm like, ah! So I just stop watching now when you send me stuff.
You get through like 2-3 seconds of it, and you're like, yeah, I'm done.
Trusted news source BuzzFeed.
God, I hate BuzzFeed.
Did a bunch of surveys to find out what words make people cringe the most, and I figured we'd go over the top 10 and see if these words are cringeworthy. Let's start off easy. Number 10, coagulate.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
No, no.
I actually use. I'm surprised I use coagulate in my vocabulary more than probably not.
I don't, because I don't know what it means.
That word got too many syllables in it.
Too many syllables.
Number 9, orifice.
Orifice.
That's not that cringeworthy.
What is that? Like a...
anything, a hole in your body.
Right,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Hole in your body.
Orifice. Hole.
Shut your noise orifice is what I was saying. Number 8, chunk.
Chunk?
I think maybe because of the ch and the unk.
Mm.
Chunk.
Chunk.
That's number 8. Number 7, yeast. Ugh. That word's kind of gross. Well, especially when it's followed by infection.
Right. It's another thing I really don't know too much about.
Yeah. Well, it makes bread, it makes beer, and also ruins sex for at least a week. Number 6, flaccid.
Flaccid.
That's cringeworthy for guys, I think, just because.
Yeah.
We don't like hearing that.
No, no, no.
Flaccid. Number 5 is a tie between panties and defecate. Ugh.
I don't mind panties.
No, I love panties. I love that word.
Defecate, though.
Yeah. 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 Defecate's bad. Number 4, secrete.
That's getting up there.
We're starting to get there. Number 3, squelch.
Squelch?
Squelch. I feel like yeast or flaccid is worse than squelch. Here we go. Number 1 and 2 are fantastic. Number 2, I hope you're all ready. Moist.
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 I never understood that. Why do people hate that word so much?
Moist. Let me lick my lips real quick. Moist.
God, you should see him saying this.
I think that's what it is. It's the way the mouth moves.
Right, he's really moving the lips here.
Moist.
Oh, God.
And number 1, squirt.
Squirt.
55% of people cringe at the word squirt.
I love squirt.
little squirt of this, little squirt of that.
We're talking about the drink here, right?
Yes, yes, of course. Delicious squirt. That's why the drink never lasted.
Yeah.
No, actually, there's still squirt around, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Get a big old squirt on a hot, sunny day.
Right. God, man.
I tell you what, nothing makes me more moist than a nice, tasty squirt.
All right. A huge bottle, a huge squirt.
Just a huge squirt makes my throat so moist. When I'm secreting sweat on a hot summer day after I've taken a chunk out of my workload, after the yeast has made the bread rise.
God, this is so subliminal.
I feel quite flaccid.
After drinking a huge squirt.
We'd like to apologize in advance. You can send our letters of complaint to our program director.
Lord, I apologize.